forsooth, adverb, archaic. In truth, in fact, indeed. Now used in derision or to express disbelief.
Welcome to the Forsooth Podcast, brought to you by Monica Sooth and Eric Sooth. The first podcast for Sooth, by Sooth, with Sooths.
Still planning on changing it.
Can't change it. We're already three episodes in. Deal with it.
That's not what they said to Cougar Town.
That's exactly what they said to Cougar Town.
God,
they went the,
damn
the
it.
Entire show with the same name that didn't make any sense after season one. And then at the very end of the final season, the last episode, they gave them the ability to just change the title slate for the show.
God damn it.
I mean, that one's on me. I shouldn't know that much about Cougar Town.
You know too much about Cougar Town.
I might very well know too much about Cougar Town. So,
Cougar Town.
Cougar Town. So we are going to start off this podcast with the best topic that we can possibly talk about, the most important piece of news that happened this week, the most enlightening and joyful topic possible, the thing that's going to make everyone in this country happy in the long run. Yes, we are talking about Donald Trump running for president.
Yep, happy in the long run. That's us.
No, no, no. What we're really talking about is gay marriage has now become legal by a published opinion by the California, United States Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Love is love. Love wins. Love, love, love. These are all hashtags, by the way, that I saw popping up everywhere.
The triple love one is all one hashtag?
Yeah, I made up the triple love one.
Well, did you see the Jell-O one, or is it Jell-Love?
No, I haven't seen Jell-Love. I did see that the White House did light up with rainbow colors, though.
Yeah, that's nice.
I just say, I am all for gay marriage. I think it's about goddamn time. I think that the fact
well, can't
that
we just start calling it marriage now?
Well, yes. Yes, we can. We literally can. But I'm all for the fact that it has become legal. My only problem is that I've actually never really been partial to rainbows.
Well, yeah, that little goth rainbow that was varying shades of gray, some red at the bottom, and some chains and roses.
See, I could deal with that. I could really deal with that. I just don't like all the colors of the rainbow.
Didn't you use the Facebook filter for the rainbow?
I did, as everyone else and their mother did.
Yeah, it was like that, that picture where the guy turned on the computer and then was blasted by rainbows in the face.
All I can say is that every time I see anybody posting on Facebook, I immediately double check to make sure that I... Is it someone that, like, is you or, like, a really
well,
close friends?
It.
Well, yeah, I just saw you did change that to,
to the bisexual unicorn.
I don't really think that unicorn is very bisexual.
It's definitely bisexual. It's covered in the bisexual flag.
There's a flag for bisexual?
You're a bad bisexual.
Well, I'm not a bisexual. I'm just a, what's the word for someone who isn't sexual? I'm that.
Asexual?
I'm asexual.
Not sexual.
Not sexual.
Yeah, asexual.
That's the proper terminology for me. Non-sexual. But to everyone out there who has been waiting for this, who's been longing for this, looking for this change, I have to say congratulations. And to all the people out there who can't get their heads out of their butts, hey, you know, deal with it. I mean, it's kind of a law now.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, it's kind of like the law that was passed that says you can't own slaves anymore.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate, because I was so hoping to own some slaves.
Yeah, you're going to keep them in your safe?
And then I was going to, after I was going to own some, I was going to go out and I was going to stone my wife. And then I was going to make sure that no one was allowed to eat crustaceans ever again. And must eat fish on Friday. We do all of that.
Right, and also not wear polyester.
Yeah, I was going to make sure everyone wearing polyester was killed. I had a really long list of biblical commands that I had to make sure everyone was following. But now that gay marriage is legal, I guess I'll just resign to being a decent human being.
Well, that's not to say there still isn't a lot of room for improvement here. We still have a long way to go for full equality. There's still 29 states, I believe, that will fire you or evict you for being gay.
Mm-hmm.
So while yes, you can get married in those states now, just I guess it has to be a secret ceremony? That's not very fair.
Nothing really is fair. Nothing is fair.
anyway, we got a ton of topics to cover, not a ton of time. So on to the next one.
Oh, on to the next one, huh?
On to the next one.
Right. Moving on. Back to the fake topic, but unfortunately it is very, very real. Donald Trump is running for president.
No!
I don't even know what to say to that. It's like Donald Trump. Why?
You know what? I hope that he is the main Republican running for president, because no Democrat on the planet is going to have a tough time beating him in office.
My only consideration is that it's possible that he might not be running for president for reals. He might have been paid a lot of money by Comedy Central and Saturday Night Live and anybody with a funny bone as a way to, like, bring some levity to the situation, maybe?
Yeah, because Donald Trump definitely is the type to bring levity and is also the type to accept money in exchange for doing something that makes him look bad.
Well, yeah, of course he has. But here's the major thing, though. It's like, I hold out hope that Donald Trump is actually in on the joke. I hold out hope.
Wasn't he one of the people that was secretly upset about Stephen Colbert not actually being a Republican?
I don't know. I don't really follow Donald Trump as closely as you might.
Don't you own a certain game?
Possibly. Possibly I do. Possibly that game will be played soon. I can't say one way or the other.
Possibly that will be showing up soon on the YouTube channel?
Well, on my personal YouTube channel, yes. Not on Pop Culture Wishly YouTube channel. That would be a personal pet project for myself.
Yes.
But that's talking about something that isn't pop culture, at least not yet.
Uh-huh.
Also, I want to point something out really cool. You know that movie, The Rocketeer?
Yeah.
You know the idea of putting a giant thing on your back and flying?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you know, we've had water packs that can launch up in the air, and they had that one jet pack that was kind of work, but it was very dangerous, and they had, like, license, and put in a Bond movie.
Yeah.
Now they're going to apparently be building a personal fan-based jet pack. The first sneak peeks of it will release online.
That just sounds like a bad move. I mean, based solely off of my army men, just like off of that all on its own, the size of the jetpack I had to create for those things, it was, yes, it's a water-based and not fan-based. The sheer size of the water-based jetpack that I had to create to launch a single army man, ratio-wise, was ginormous. So I can only imagine ginormous jetpack, teeny, teeny, tiny little person attached to it, and that just spells disaster.
Well, you're actually correct. The jetpack is quite large. It is massive. And I don't know how you would be able to hold on to your back without it being activated, to be honest. But it apparently does exist, and it can take you over 300 feet up in the air for a sustained amount of time of 20 minutes. The question is, what happens after those 20 minutes?
The question is, why? Why would you want to sustain 300 feet in the air for 20 minutes and not go anyplace?
Well, I mean, I imagine it's probably a lot like lift versus drag and rotation, and they may have only mastered going up and not the drag yet.
Okay, because I'm just saying, with the army men, easy reason why you want to do that. It looks awesome. You mostly see them crash and die. But why an actual person? That would be messy.
Oh, I just invented this commercial jetpack. What does it do? Well, it lifts you up in the air, which is good for you, and then it crashes down to Earth, causing a horrible, horrible, disgusting, disraying event. Good for everyone else.
That's not good for everyone else unless you're Donald Trump.
How does that make Donald Trump win?
No, Donald Trump is wearing it. And then he goes up and then crashes down to a fiery brimstone death.
I don't wish death on him. If that man died, half my comedy would be gone. So another part of the news going on right now is, I know you're a huge fan of blood.
Uh-huh.
You're a big proponent on drinking blood and paying homage to dark spirits because you're evil.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Well, a lot like the TV show True Blood and the weird movie the vampire lady, Kate Beckinsale, had like way too many sequels and didn't even get one.
What?
That's that stupid one. Where, like, there are like, vampires, werewolves, and there was a werewolf vampire.
What?
Yeah, Underground.
Underworld.
Underworld.
Underworld. Underworld. Oh, I only saw the first one.
Yeah, there were like five more.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just like in that movie, they made synthetic blood. We are very close to not creating synthetic blood, but live, lab-grown blood.
Oh, good for the vampires.
There are no vampires.
Tell that to the vampires.
Vampires? You don't exist. But they're going to start trials, I guess, in 2017 in England with this first lab-grown blood. Should be pretty interesting.
I hope no one dies.
Well, I hope more than no one dies. I hope it doesn't like unleash an apocalypse that kills all of us.
Oh my god, it's the zombie virus.
It might be. I mean, if you think about it, synthetic blood, I mean, we're in a lab. What would that do to you?
Turn you into a zombie. The undead walk among us, well, at least in England.
No, I think Walking Dead was actually like a prophecy.
What?
What? Never mind.
Oh god.
Can you just imagine?
Yeah, all those people dying.
Like, well, a test group is probably going to be, like, what, 50 to 200 people? Are you telling me that the English government can't get rid of 50 to 200 people with a virus?
Well, yeah, as long as it stops at the 50 to 200 and doesn't expand after those 50 to 200 create themselves as undead and start shuffling around and spreading the virus everywhere and then eating humanity.
Well, we have a solution. We'll just hire Kate Beckinsale. She's English.
Doesn't she just, like, have sex with werewolves and that's it?
Well, that and vampires.
Okay, so she has sex with werewolves and vampires and that's it. Was she the reason for the werewolf-vampire hybrid?
Actually, yes.
Oh.
But not from sex.
What? I don't know, man. I think she
bit a guy with vampire blood, that was a werewolf, and that he... You saw the movie.
I saw the
that
first
one. That was in the first movie.
I probably forgot all the stuff in that movie because of how bad it was.
That was a pretty bad movie.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about Underworld anymore. It was awful. I forgot about it for a reason. Let's just stop.
Was that a reason that Scott Speedman wasn't that attractive?
I don't think so. I think it was just because literally the only part of that whole movie I remember was Kate Beckinsale hopping on that one dude in the KG jail area and then like humping him right there in the middle of a war.
Now, I think the thing that did it for me was Bill Nye pretending to be a vampire lord and not doing a very good job.
Whoa, I miss Bill Nye.
All he wanted to do was just cash a check.
I totally miss Bill Nye. Anyway.
Yeah, Bill Nye was in that.
Oh my god, I don't care anymore. You just stop.
You don't care that Bill Nye was in that movie.
I really am sad for Bill Nye for being in that movie.
You're not sad for Kate Beckinsale?
No.
Or Scott Speedman?
No, because they chose it.
Bill Nye chose it too.
No, I like to think that Bill Nye was kidnapped and put in that movie against his will. So what's this news that I saw about Shia LaBeouf?
Well, there's actually a couple we're going to talk about today. But the first one we're going to talk about is actually having to do with Shia LaBeouf and a little... not so well-known franchise known as Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
Yes.
Who?
Yes.
Doctor Who?
Yes.
No, Doctor Who?
Yes.
No, Doctor Who?
Yes.
Who?
Yes.
No, Doctor Who?
Yes. Look, not a lot of people know about this show. It's apparently it's just been out for only a couple seasons, and may get canceled.
Just one or two.
They can't keep a hold of their actors in the role. So after like a season or two, they jump ship. Now, I mean, when I first read the story, I was all like, is Shia LaBeouf going to become the 13th
Doctor? Would it be 13?
Yes.
Okay. 14?
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure 13th Doctor is the old guy.
The new one?
Who's in the Musketeers as the swear words?
Said, fuck you.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm a bad nerd.
There's clips online of him saying swear words, and it makes me so happy.
Okay. So, is Shia LaBeouf the new doctor?
No, Shia LaBeouf is not the new doctor. Or is he? No, he's not.
Okay.
But if you love Shia LaBeouf, and you would love to see him as the Doctor Who, you can pick up this awesome piece of art from this great artist. He's selling these items at this his website, which is called brandonbird.myshopify.com. And it's quite weird.
Oh, Jesus.
It's horrifying, right?
Oh, my God. Why does this exist? You said Brandon Bird made this?
Brandon Bird made this.
Why?
And I guess it's 13. 13 doctors.
Oh, so my God.
So Shia LaBeouf would be the 14th one, right?
That one has a question mark.
No. I can't just keep talking about Shia LaBeouf all day. Well, I could keep talking about Shia LaBeouf all day, but I'm not going to.
Okay, good. So let's go to the next topic.
So you want to just move on to the next topic?
Let's just move on to the next topic.
You want to move on to the next topic?
Yeah, let's stop talking about Shia LaBeouf and go move on.
Okay. Let's talk about another washed-up has-been, Mariah Carey.
That's awful.
So Mariah
Carey, you're so mean.
Look. She doesn't glitter as much as she used to.
Terrible. You should be killed for that.
She wants to say that Zohan might have a love for her, but I do not.
Ugh. All right.
So, apparently Mariah Carey is going to be possibly joining as a new host on America Has Talent. Apparently they're going very ironic with their hosts.
Oh, so you think she doesn't have any talent?
No, I don't think she has any talent. I think the people that wrote the songs that she bought did.
I think she has a beautiful voice.
I think she has a horrible voice with no talent.
I think nobody else on the planet can hit a soprano note like she can.
I'm pretty sure sopranos for the Grand Opera can.
I'm pretty sure she could do that.
I'm pretty sure she can.
All right, but, so she's going to be on America Has Talent.
It's possible. It's in talks right now. And I personally hope that she is.
Is that the show that has Howard Stern on it?
I don't know.
There's like some kind of talent show, singing whatever thing that has Howard Stern. I would love to see her and Howard Stern together because that would be hilarious.
Look, there are like 40 talent-based reality TV shows right now on Fox alone. And quite frankly, I can't keep track of all of them.
Do you really want to, though?
No.
Okay, so then let's not.
But I do hope that she does get on the show, and I do hope that her and her estranged husband, they get in a giant fight.
Ooh, strange husband.
Nick Cannon, right? Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Nick Cannon always looked to me like the little brother on, like, Family Matters. And like you're all like, so what's your job here?
And then he goes, did I do that?
But Purple wasn't in front of me. Like, I don't think you understand pop culture.
I don't know, man.
Or pop culture.
But hey, he turned out pretty hot.
Jamal White?
Yeah.
No, yeah, Jamal White turned hot.
Way hot.
Well, yeah.
Way, way hot. Like, I don't think anyone else was on that show.
I want to point out that at the end
it was
of the show,
the Jamal White show.
Jamal White, well, that's actually a point of contention because that show was started when they originally created it. He was just supposed to be like the next door neighbor, kind of like the Kimmy on Family Matters.
Mm-hmm.
And, or Full House, sorry. And they just did not want him to be that big a deal, but they did a couple episodes and he tested really well, and it really literally just became Urkel and Friends.
But isn't that really just the best option?
It was literally just Laura, Urkel, and her dad. And, like, all the other ones, like, they could literally remove them and no one knows.
Yeah, like the brother.
Well, yeah, or the little sister who just completely disappeared.
She had a sister?
Yeah.
Oh.
She also had, like, an aunt and, like, a cousin. And they would, like, only be there, like, on occasion.
Hmm.
Like, they were in one season, you're like, oh, wait, they have an aunt now that lives in them? And that was all like, oh, now they have a grandma that lives in them?
Well, I just stuck with Fresh Prince. I was like, I don't even have time for Family Matters.
I only assumed that Family Matters was supposed to be Carl Winslow's hell.
Like, why?
Like, he was already dead. He had died, like, on the job. He was a horrible father. He went to hell, and he was just constantly tormented by his wife's sister coming to live with them. And his wife's mother coming to live with them.
And his daughter being a slut whore.
What? No, his daughter basically being being, you know, constantly like trouble. His son being weird. And then the next door neighbor just destroying his life. Just every day was just torture and torment.
Yeah, you know, he drove a car through their wall, right?
Yeah, like,
on a cop's salary. How is that fixed the next week?
I just assume he had good insurance. But, I mean, at some point, the insurance company stopped covering.
Does any insurance cover car through wall?
Yeah, but I imagine at some point, the insurance company is all like, we don't cover ERCA-related incidents.
Well, they can't put that in their clause.
They literally can.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
No, they can't. They can't put ERCA-related incidents in the clause. That's like putting acts of God, but like replacing God with the word ERCA, and it doesn't hold up.
But they can put acts of God, and it does hold up.
No, acts of God holds up, but yes. Acts of ERCA does not.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't apply to everybody.
Let me be very clear. When you sign your rider for your insurance for your car, they can put a contract saying that they're not covering anything where your child who's 16 who shouldn't be driving your car drives and it becomes an accident.
Yeah, but this is not his child.
It doesn't matter.
And it wasn't his car.
And?
But it was his wall.
Yes.
But you still can't put ERCA-related incidents in your clause for your insurance.
I would like to agree to disagree, but you're so wrong that I'm just going to say you're wrong.
No. Okay, somebody comment and tell me who's right.
No one's going to comment.
Everyone's going to comment.
No one's going to comment.
We're going to comment.
And so back to our next favorite topic is Shia LaBeouf.
Oh my god, we just did this.
Yeah, we're doing it again.
No, I don't want to talk about Doctor Who.
Again! Not Doctor Who.
No, Shia LaBeouf and Doctor Who.
No, not Shia LaBeouf and Doctor Who.
We're not doing this again.
Shia LaBeouf and head injury.
Oh. From the Doctor Who thing?
No.
Oh. Head injury from what?
So Shia LaBeouf is working on his new movie called American Honey. Apparently there's some boxing in it and Shia LaBeouf, so I mean it can't be too impressive.
With boxing, he had a head injury. I guess that makes sense.
But apparently he put his head through a piece of glass in a scene.
On purpose?
It was a scene.
Real glass?
I would hope not, but I mean, he put his head through a piece of glass.
Well, if it was fake glass, it shouldn't have given the head injury, right? Like if it was sugar glass?
I mean, you could still get cut from sugar glass.
Yeah, but not like a head injury that's newsworthy. We had a couple little scrapes.
Okay.
Well, sugar scrapes.
I just
and then you lick it off.
I just imagine he was trying to reenact the scene from Django.
Which scene?
The scene in which the actor slams his head on the glass and shatters it.
Oh, the one that should have gotten an Oscar for Leo, but totally didn't because no one wants to give him an Oscar.
He's trying to pull DiCaprio.
I thought you were talking about the scene where the dogs ate the black man and tried to escape.
Oh, God. What? No. So Shia LaBeouf was acting in the scene, he slashed his head up, and he was all like, I'm not giving up, I'm going to finish this scene.
With blood running down his face.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he's apparently it's really messed up, and I mean, I could sit here and I could be all snarky and mean like I have been in the past, or do constantly, or I could be honest with it, and I've met Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, have you?
I've met him.
Where?
Recently.
Where?
I won't go into details, but I met him. He was actually very, very nice.
Well, are you sure he wasn't acting nice?
No, he had no reason to be. He was there with his girlfriend. I think it's that model that's really weird. And he's really weird. And I don't consider that mean comment to say. He is very, very odd.
Yeah, he seems it.
But he's very, very nice.
After watching that Rob Cantor Shia LaBeouf movie, oh my god. And at the end, oh my god.
He's very nice, and it's I've hated him for so long for so many reasons, and I don't like him in acting and anything, and I think he's weird, and I disapprove of the way he plagiarized, the response to the plagiarized, but I have to say, as a person goes, he is very nice.
So polar opposite of how you feel about Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, who's got slight acting chops, who's been in a lot of funny roles, and I used to actually be very, very excited to see anything that he was in, I now hate. Because in real life, he is a saccharine, false, just jerk.
Yeah, because he yelled at you.
Not just because he yelled at me, he's just a bad person.
Because he yelled at you.
No, it's not just my story that in my interaction with him that makes him a bad person. All the other things I've heard from friends who run into him and all those things. He's just not a very nice person. And now, Ryan Reynolds, if you'd like to come on the podcast and explain to me how I'm wrong,
I'm sure he remembers you too.
I doubt he remembers me.
Which is not untrue.
I am like a speck on the life of him.
He goes, hey, wait a minute. You were that guy who was the loudest person ever.
I still think that his yelling at me was louder than I was being, and therefore he gets the title.
That's what makes it the funniest part ever. Wasn't he dating Alanis Morissette at the time?
He was, and like it was very ironic.
If she knew what he did, I wonder how she would have felt about that.
She's the nicest person ever. I doubt she would have been basically all like, oh, it's okay to be a jerk. Ryan Reynolds. Look, why don't you drink some of this champagne with the black fly in it?
With the black fly?
I don't want to talk about this anymore. It's making me upset and angry.
So we're just going to talk about Shia LaBeouf again?
Well, no, I think we're quite covered in Shia LaBeouf.
Don't we have a third topic for Shia LaBeouf?
No, we don't have a third topic for Shia LaBeouf.
Is it Doctor Who based?
No. Hey, do you remember Avengers?
No, what was Avengers?
Avengers was this movie. It was a very non-well-known movie. It was actually an indie art house film about five guys and their buddy. And how they built their friend. It's kind of like an homage.
Five guys and their buddy, and they built their friend.
They built their friend. That's actually the synopsis off of the Rotten Tomatoes site.
Okay. Wait. Who is the buddy?
The buddy is, I'm guessing, Scarlett Johansson.
Okay. Who was the friend that they built?
I'm pretty sure it was Ultron.
But they didn't build it intentionally. It was five guys and a buddy builds a friend intended. It was an intentional thing.
Look. I just want to talk about the Avengers, this indie art house film, and I don't want to quibble over the fact of what Rotten Tomatoes put down on their website from being the description of the movie.
Okay.
So
kind of like the description I saw on DirecTV for Back to the Future, saying, young boy and a crackpot go back in time.
That was the best breakdown for Back to the Future ever. Young, impressionable child and dangerously insane old man cause ruckus and destruction that almost destroys the world.
Yeah. That was on DirecTV for the description.
Most appropriate description ever.
That was awesome.
But back to Avengers. This going on the internet right now is a little fan film, like a little fan trailer, where they've remade the Avengers trailer with the characters from The Wizard of Oz.
Which Wizard of Oz? The Wiz?
No, the original Wizard of Oz.
Not the Wiz.
Not the Wiz.
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson is not in the video. The Tin Man plays the part of Ultron, and
of course, it's
quite
typecast.
Yeah. Well, the Lion plays Thor.
Of course, typecast.
And Scarecrow plays Captain America.
That sounds about right.
And Scarlet Witch plays the Witch.
The Witch?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There's so many witches in that movie.
I honestly can't remember if Scarlett Johansson's character is in it, except for just Scarlett Johansson. But it's quite funny, and I recommend anyone out there who wants to watch it and laugh. I mean, it's a nice little piece to hold you over till the movie comes out on DVD, or as everyone else really wants it, in Blu-ray.
Of course, then why would you go with DVD? It's inferior.
I swear to God, if they don't make another short film at the end of this movie to go, like, in the DVD, another one of those Marvel little mini films, right, I'll be pissed.
You're just so used to it. You're so selfish. If they don't give you the same thing every single time, you're going to be upset. It's free little short films. Accept it and love it.
Well, that's all the time we have now. For the Four Suits Podcast.
No!
And we're going to keep that name forever and ever and ever.
No!
Right, Monica? I'll take that as a yes.
Oh, that's terrible.
Four Suits Podcast is a trademark of Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment. Four Suits Podcast is brought to you by Five Fire Monkeys Entertainment in conjunction with Pop Culture University. No badgers were hurt in the recording or producing of Four Suits Podcast. If you or anyone you know was offended by this podcast, please contact your local congressman.